from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Twin suicide attacks Saturday in the western Syrian city of Homs killed at least 42 people, including a senior intelligence officer. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that several attackers blew themselves up near the headquarters of both state security and military intelligence. An al-Qaeda affiliate has claimed responsibility for the attacks, saying five of its militants stormed two heavily guarded districts in the center of Homs. The city had been under full Syrian government control for nearly 3 years. The top Syrian envoy at UN-sponsored peace talks in Geneva called on all parties to condemn the latest attacks. Bashar al-Jafari, the head of the Syrian government delegation, said he had asked UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura to issue a statement condemning the attacks, which he said were carried out by the al-Nusra Front. He said, we also requested Mr. de Mistura to issue a statement condemning the terrorist suicide attack that took place in Homs and was carried out by the Nusra Front. Syria's main opposition camp said Saturday that it condemned the act of terrorism. Nasser al-Hariri, the chief negotiator for the opposition High Negotiations Committee, said, we condemn all terrorist operations committed by terrorist groups, and if what happened in Homs is a terrorist operation, my remarks are clear. The Syrian government responded to the attacks by launching an intense airstrike campaign against parts of rural Homs and the city's only neighborhood still under opposition control. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Iraqi military officials say U.S.-backed forces are facing stiffer resistance as soldiers push deeper into the western half of Mosul, the last refuge of the Islamic State group in Iraq. Lieutenant Colonel Abdul Amir al-Mohammadawi told the French news agency that several elite units that previously recaptured the Mosul airport were moving north toward the center of the city where they planned to retake the Turkish consulate and other government buildings. He said the troops are facing increasingly heavy resistance as they move into the city. The advances come one day after counterterrorism troops regained control of the Mosul airport. It had been controlled by the Islamic State group since 2014. Malaysian officials have declared the country's international airport a safe zone after a sweep of the terminal where North Korean ruler Kim Jong-un's half-brother was murdered. Commissioner Abdul Samah bin Mat is the Selangor police chief.
So this operation is conducted to ensure that KLIA 2 is free from contamination of any hazardous material. The screening process, I repeat, the screening process was carried out at areas and location related to this case.
The sweep was to check for possible traces of the nerve agent VX that was suspected to have been used in the attack. Kim Jong-nam was murdered February 13th at the Kuala Lumpur airport by the nerve agent, classified by the United Nations as a weapon of mass destruction. Two women, one Indonesian and one Vietnamese, have been detained. Police are searching for other suspects. U.S. President Donald Trump stayed with a familiar theme during his weekly media address Saturday, pledging to return jobs to the United States. The president marked African American History Month by saying he wants to return jobs to the hardest hit communities.
We've lost a lot of our best jobs to other countries, and this has hurt the African American community very badly. This week I met with manufacturing CEOs. We're going to be working to bring back those jobs, and I mean really good paying jobs.
Trump makes his first address to the U.S. Congress on Tuesday night. The Democratic Party has selected former Labor Secretary Tom Perez as its new chairman. Perez beat out Keith Ellison, a Minnesota congressman, in the second round of voting Saturday by Democratic National Committee members in Atlanta. He immediately asked that Ellison be appointed his deputy, and delegates approved. Perez said Democrats must work to communicate their message of inclusion to voters and move forward from last year's election losses. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.